At least one of the time you get sick like a noodle the whole time. I'll switch down.
Okay.
Good to go. Okay. Minutes. We decided to use a kinetic charger, standard chip, because it can come in various different sizes. It wasn't going to be a problem factor. We wanted a standby function. The case material is going to be soft, rubbery, changeable. Buttons with a combination of LCD and rubber, according to the design. Bright, funky designs, inspired by fruit, keeping with the hip kind of feel. And to try and incorporate voice recognition software into our design until we can find out more about the cost of things like that. And the rubber buttons that we'll use will be anti-RSI. Okay. Prototype presentation.
Is that for us?
I think that would be you.
Okay.
Me and William worked on a prototype, and I think William is going to make a presentation on that.
Yeah, shall I show?
Yeah.
I'll show. So do you want to...
Sure I can hold it, like...
Do you want to hold it, and I'll...
Yeah.
I'll show you the presentation. Can I just make it?
Yes, you can. Wait a second, I'll get it out.
Can it...
Whoa.
It
looks kind of crazy over here. Thank you.
Just have one of those things and you can just take it off. Ta-da.
Oh, where are the hinges?
Okay, so this is our look and feel presentation, our final presentation. And we'll first look at the exterior of what we've come up with over there. It's going to have a plastic body with a sort of standard colour. Either we're thinking something fairly neutral, like a white or a light blue or something. This is underneath the rubberized outer casing, which there'd be sort of a wide choice. They would be attached. But we can come up with that.
Okay.
The wide choice of colours and sort of patterns. So you've got a lot of customization with it. it's obviously in a sort of clamshell design. And the top LCD screen that you can see there would be sort of how do you say
the black and white touch screen?
Yeah, it would be sort of inset into the top, and the buttons at the bottom would so it will fully close flat.
Oh right, okay,
yeah. And working on the inside, we've already decided on the kinetic batteries, which actually thinking about it now, you could also probably attach to the flipping open and shut as well, so that you could probably get...
So put it in the top section rather than the bottom section, because it's the top part that's... Okay.
We decided that the voice recognition system, it did actually say on the email that they were sort of coming in and they were fairly easy to get hold of, so we presumed that they'd also be quite cheap. So you'd have something like, where you'd shout out, where is the remote? And it'll shout back, "I'm here," or something. And
or
then,
something.
Yeah. It won't shout out, "I'm here," or something. It'll just shout out, "I'm here."
Okay.
Or something.
I'm under the sofa.
Similar effect.
Oh, that would be too good.
Yeah, if it was getting that, that could be something for next time, maybe. You can have a remote that tells you exactly where it is. The standard transmission with the TV using all the standard chips that we've talked about.
Okay,
it would have, obviously, because it's split over two different layers, it would need two separate PCBs that would be joined at the hinge through some sort of cabling. And because obviously all TVs use this same infrared medium, we'd just be using the same thing to transmit the data. And the infrared sender would be on one of the bottom layer, just at the front of the. Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Infrared could be.
Actually, no. It would be. It'd have to be.
Yeah, on the front. On the front side of that.
Bottom. Oh right. Yeah. Okay.
So whenever even if it's open here.
So when you've actually got it open, it would be facing the TV.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then finally, onto the interface. The top screen, as we said, would be an inset black and white LCD touch screen, which would have all of the available functions for the remote on it. Whereas the bottom screen would just contain the standard buttons, like the volume up and down, channel up and down, power on and off.
Okay. And
things to that effect. And now we also decided on the inside we could possibly either have some kind of sort of bezeled logo on it, or something inset, or maybe an engraving of the logo on the top.
But not interfering with the outside look of the product.
No, not interfering with the whole look of the product when it's out on the thing. And finally, that's how we put the fashion back into electronics.
Thank you very much.
That's the company logo.
Wrapping it all up. Okay. I've now got evaluation criteria. It's quite similar to what it was before, though.
Okay. This stage of the evaluation is really for us as a team to evaluate if we have now got a product specification and prototype design that meets the criteria that we got from our market research. So this is the first stage of the evaluation. Now, the collection of the criteria, as we saw in our previous meeting, was based on the user requirements and trends found in the marketing reports and marketing strategy of our company. So it's what we've discussed in the last meeting. Are we actually meeting those trends and requirements? Now, the findings that we came up with, just a recap, are here. The criteria that we want in this remote control are a fancy look and feel, technological innovation, it should be easy to use, it should incorporate current fashion trends, and those, the two main ones, there were the spongy texture and the fruit and vegetable strong design colors. The design should minimize RSI and be easy to locate. And we were still slightly ambivalent as to whether to use voice recognition there, though that did seem to be the favored strategy. But there was also on the sideline the thought of maybe having a beeper function. Okay, so we can come back to that slide if you don't have a note of those. I'll just show you how we're going to evaluate our own feedback to this, to what we have so far. We're going to use a 7-point scale, where one is true and seven is false. We'll look at each of those criteria that I've just mentioned. I'll call that slide back up. And I will just do a preliminary rating of all those criteria on the whiteboard here. Mm-hmm. Does that seem clear? Any questions there? So we're going to look at these.
Is it everybody's going to evaluate or just the
Yes. We're going to come to, we'll discuss each one and we'll come to a consensus rating between one and seven.
Okay.
One is true, seven is false. So I won't write all of that out again. It will just be criteria 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or A, B, C, D, E, F, to confuse it with the number rating. B, C, D, E, F. This is where I realise how tiny I actually am.
Just write, Smiley.
Criteria. And rating. Actually, it might be an idea if we each did give our own individual rating and we could take an average at the end. How about that?
Yeah.
So you can.
Okay. So I'll just separate the ratings by obliques, and if we go 1, 2, 3, 4, we know who is who.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, criteria A, the fancy look and feel. How do we feel about this prototype model relating to fancy? It is a fancy look and feel. 1 is true, 7 is false. My own rating for that would be a 2. 1 is true and 7 is false.
I would agree.
Yeah, I'd probably put it 2. Yeah, 2 or 3.
Okay. I say 2.
2?
I would say 4.
A 4, okay. Adding those up, we've got 6 and a 5, 11 divided by 4 is what? 2 3/4, is that right?
Yeah, 3.
2 3/4?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 2.75, there we go. Okay, criteria B, criterion B. Technologically innovative. I would give that a 3.
I'd give it a 1.
Okay. Not that you're biased.
No, not at all.
The designer. A 2.
Oh, sorry, I got it wrong. The first one rating, I'm sorry. Can you just make it 2?
The average?
Yeah,
for you?
I just thought it.
You want your rating to be a 2?
In AA.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just thought.
So I'll work out the average for that again at the end. It's a very slightly altered. Okay, I'm just waiting for your rating.
Just 2.5 for that one.
2.5, okay. Using one decimal place, that's okay. So your rating for this one, Path?
2.
2, okay. So that is 8, that brings it down to 2, nice and simple. Yeah. Okay. Ease of use, easy to use. Based on what you've said there, I would say a 1.
True.
2.
I would say a 2.
Okay.
I would say a 2.
2.
2. I should have said a 2 to make the arithmetic easy. We'll just put almost 2 because we're not going to get into silly decimal
five.
Places.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or if we want to really bring it down, we can do later. Now we're looking at. It incorporates current fashion trends. Now that's particularly in relation to our market research findings about the spongy texture to the exterior and the fruit and vegetable design colours.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just thinking, before I give it my rating, you were limited in the use of materials for your prototype here.
Yeah.
Is this actually going to be the colours that you would use?
No, the base colour was
white
or sort of a light blue, but the changeable faces would allow you to get any one of a number of colours.
So we could use any strong fruit and veg colours, and that's what we're intending to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And the spongy feel is no problem with that.
No, because that's the spongy feel would be
because
in the rubber that you put around it. That
okay.
Otherwise, it's just sort of hard plastic.
In that case, it's got to be a 1 for me.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1 as well.
Yeah. Everybody? Okay.
1.
That part was nice and easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to, does the design minimise repetitive strain injury? I don't think we've really touched on that a lot. We've discussed it. We haven't really come up with anything that we felt could feasibly reduce that. We've talked about pointers, but the very use of a remote control, if you're someone who's zapping, who's sitting like that, and we found so many people did, how do you minimise that on such a small device?
Well, the type of button that we're going to use in the bottom half, the material, minimises RSI, it's meant to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's like, with the size that we've got, it's quite small, but with the amount of stuff we're putting on it, isn't that much.
Mm.
So maybe because there's more space, it's not kind of moving around, trying to hit accurately the buttons in between.
Right.
It's quite obvious, just big buttons.
Right. I think I'm going to have to be neutral on that and give it a 4.
Yeah, I'd go for a 5, actually.
5, okay. 4.
4.
4, okay. 21, so that's 4.25. And finally, last but not least, easy to locate. Now, we talked about voice recognition, we talked about a beeper. Have we really, have the designers come to any decision?
Yeah, it was a voice.
It was the voice
recognition
thing. Yeah. And we're happy with the costs on that. That is going to
be feasible
cost-wise.
Yeah, that's feasible.
That sounds good then. I'd go for, we can adjust the volume on that just as we could volume on TV.
I think
so somebody's in the other room or TVs in different rooms. And
I think it would probably be
a standard.
It would be a standard. It would be quite loud.
It would be. Okay.
So it would be
built into.
And if you didn't hear it in the room you were standing in, then you realised it wasn't in that room. Okay. You go into another room.
Logical. That's a 1 for me.
Yeah, 1.
1.
1.
And 1.
I do realise that we might be being fairly biased because it is.
So, how do we feel about this? We've got we've got the highest rating of meeting the specifications. That is definitely true for 2 of the 6 criteria there. That is for incorporates current fashion trends and is easy to locate. The lowest rating we've got, which is really, it's not terribly low, it's close around neutral, is for the minimisation of repetitive strain injury. Do we feel, on the basis of that, of these evaluation findings, that we can go ahead and now produce this as a prototype and market it, or do we have to make further modifications?
I don't think so.
I think,
happy to go ahead.
I think,
I think for most of those ratings, it's high enough at the upper end of the scale for us to go ahead with that, and I really doubt if, on the basis of current technology and our current capabilities, we could actually do much more to minimize.
Apart from having a huge, big.
I know. Okay. And I hope that's clear to the team. Is there anything you would like to ask me about the findings before I sum up?
Don't think so.
Good. Fine, then. I'll just leave it there.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got finance here now. I'm going to plug this in so you can all see it, if that's okay. Now, I presume that the screen will go blank, that we just type numbers into this and we come out with the final value. So are we still on for kinetic?
Yeah.
Okay. See, it would have been handy to have this at the beginning. It might have influenced our choice. Right, what's happening with the electronics?
There's regular chip on print and you've put in 3 for the number of kinetic cells. There should just be 1 in the top. It's the number.
Oh, right, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, and
so would there be 2?
Yeah, just, no, 1 reg.
1 chip?
Yeah, 1 of them and 1 sample sensor and sample speaker.
Okay.
And a double curve? No.
1 double curve?
2, because it's 2.
But it has a slightly flattened bottom so it can fit.
So what's a single curve then?
Yeah, I'd say
it
would
just be a flat bottom with one curve.
Yeah,
on top,
I think it's...
So just one double...
Mm. One double curve.
Yeah.
And what, no, because one... Yeah, one's double curved, and then
the other
curves
at the sides, but it's slightly flattened at the bottom so it doesn't roll over.
Mm.
Yeah.
We've got plastic and rubber, haven't we?
Yeah.
Plastic with one and maybe
a special
colour.
Not 11.
Rubber, since it's been used just as a casing, we can put 0.5.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, because I think it allows the 0.5. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does it mean if you put 0.5 for that?
Yes, we are not using a lot of rubber actually.
It would be like saying we're using
a very low quantity of rubber compared to plastic.
See, it says case material.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not actually using plastic in a case.
No,
are we?
No, that's it's as
it's
an
including
extra.
It's including.
Right. So okay. that shouldn't be actually on there because that's not incorporated in the cost of the remote. You get.
But it is going to be part of the total cost, and there's nowhere else we can put that in, is there? There's nowhere else we can code for the rubber used in the casing. So do we not have to account for it in the cost somewhere there?
Okay, we'll just put it in as half.
Okay.
Or we should just put it in as one because plastic is zero anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we don't step on anyone's toes. Okay, special colour. Do we need that?
You might do. To go for some of the more exotic aubergines and such like colours.
Interface.
Push button.
Yeah, the push buttons one and LCD display one.
Buttons.
You could change the battery voltage. You're going for kinetic, how about going for a standard battery?
Is that not made any if you click off that square now, has that not made any difference?
Why?
Has that not gone up? Oh no, it's 7.5, it's changed. Not
so
a lot.
It's uncurved completely, and just actually making the rubber case the curved thing, is that going to make a difference?
Uncurved flat.
Well, it's not made any difference, has it?
No,
it's
well,
gone up again.
Oh, it's not calculated.
No, you've got to click off to calculate it again.
Okay, there we go.
Turn it down slightly.
It might.
Off, though.
You might be assuming that is in euros. It could be in dollars, and then we'd be fine because the exchange rate will make it.
We haven't been dealing with dollars there. I think
it's in euros.
Okay, so the highest we've got is the electronics here. And the interface.
If we moved away from our much-loved idea of a kinetic battery and just went with the standard batteries, would that make a huge difference?
Yeah, the standard, it would make one difference. The biggest one would be taking away, if you took away...
What I feel is customers never say anything about the battery. It's internal, nobody looks into the battery.
Yeah.
But shape and curve...
And people are used to
if
buying
if you take away the voice... I don't like to say it, but if you take away the voice recognition, then you've got it.
Can we see what difference it makes?
Where's the...
No,
where's the voice recognition?
It's samples, sensor, sample, speaker.
Right, okay.
Took away that, that'll make it 12.35.
Well, the kinetic is 3. If we change it to the battery, that's minus 3.
But you minus 3 plus 3.
Oh, right. Keep saying 0. Um, we can do it some other way. We can do, it doesn't have to be voice recognition. We could do voice recognition for, you know, business class or something, you know, like an upgraded version.
Yeah.
Sure.
You could choose to have
but
that or not.
But I mean, I don't see why we have to sell it for 25 euros now, because they were saying they were quite willing to pay more for a better product.
But we're still working to...
So should we just change the design specification then?
We put in our recommendations. If we're working to head office specifications, as this is what this project team's working for, we can put in our recommendations for what we've found and what the consensus that we've come to as a result of meetings.
We
need to work to that specification to start with.
Yeah,
and I think the voice recognition sounds wonderful, but our object is so distinctive that that in itself is going to make it easier to locate in a first instance. As you say, we can offer the voice recognition initially to business class customers.
Okay, we can
make
the price fit and then say
if we had our budget, we
would have had this because it also sets it apart from the
crowd. Because we've done all the background work.
They like their gadgets,
they like
something that's completely different.
Yeah.
It's something completely different associated with your company. Right, okay. So,
if we take voice recognition out...
That'll do it. 12.35. Is it 12.50? Was it 12.50?
No, it's 12.25.
Are you sure? Sorry, not meaning to doubt your
word. Yeah, well, 12.25 times 2 is 25.
Are they going to really quibble about 10p? 0.01 of a euro, which is less than 10p.
I don't know, but 50% is the cost.
I think the agenda one was where the price was, isn't it? No.
That's today.
$12.5 Well done, people.
So we're okay.
Okay.
So, is that got us covered for the electronics then? We don't need something else to take that place?
No.
Okay.
Because that was just a bolt on extra. You could just take that out and it'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So, we've done that. Okay, project evaluation. We've done room for creativity, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because we've got decisions that we would have made that we weren't, didn't feel able to make. I presume we discussed leadership and teamwork?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the sense that... did you feel like a team, or did you feel like...
I'd say it was a team.
Oh, we had our separate autonomy. There was so much interaction, so much that we needed to
bounce
off each other. And I've certainly felt heard, listened to, and that in relevant areas we've been able to, you know, give and take and adjust our remit where necessary.
Yeah, I think there was a very constructive feedback by everybody. It's not like people trying to cut each other. It is more of a through cohesive teamwork. We came to a very pretty creative design. And I think Sarah, you coordinated the work very well.
Thank you. How did you find it?
Yeah, no, I thought it went really well. And I feel that everyone was listened to, and all the points that were raised seemed to have been sorted out. We didn't quite make the voice recognition in there, but that's good.
Yeah.
I think it would have made it into the final product if it was actually... If we'd seen the marketing before the initial specification was put out, I think maybe it would have come out a little different. But
I like the fact that we could say an idea and it be suggested that there wasn't the best idea, but no one felt like shot down.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter saying what you felt, because if it wasn't something that was that relevant, then it didn't matter, because it was just another idea in the field like that. teamwork while you two created that wonderful specimen of a Play-Doh model. I'm still not caught up, but that's nothing to do with the teamwork at all.
Maybe we should think of branching it into children's toys. And
maybe.
Fake mobile phones, a survivor, a fake eye.
Yeah, that was quite fun. Means, whiteboard, digital pens, etc. What does that mean?
Right. And discuss which ones we had for communicating and sharing information.
Yeah.
Could it have been better? Was it adequate?
Yeah, I think we probably would have used the actual email system more had we actually
had time to kind of
had more time, and if we'd been separated more.
Yeah, because we could just sort of say, sorry, what did you say about that, or what do you think about that, rather than having to email it in.
Yeah.
But it was nice having it there. Like the whole picture of the thing.
Yeah,
but
in like moving around the room. I think it's good, like, we spend times individually.
I never thought of a remote control with a flip-flop. Yeah, I think it's
the idea from other areas. It's, you know, bringing things from other areas in. It's, I mean, nothing is new, but it's applying it to in a different area.
Vegetables.
It's mine.
Yeah,
no.
Yes.
Well, they have to come from somewhere, don't
Absolutely,
they?
Absolutely, yeah.
And as was shown by your presentation with all of the other controls, remote controls, no one's thought about it particularly. I mean, they're slightly different, so someone's been shut in a room and said, make ours a bit different from everyone else's, because this is something we should think about. But obviously no one's put any great deal of thought into it.
I don't think the companies are really concerned. They're just like, we've got a DVD player. Does anyone remember the remote control? Can't you get the one that we used for the last one? Yeah, just jazz it up a bit. They don't really think about it, because normally the remote control isn't the product which they're trying to ship. They're trying to ship the DVD player, the video player.
But then when everything is really smart, and you've just got this big chunk of black thing sitting on your coffee table, it doesn't go. I mean, if you could have something that's a proper funky thing, a funky item that's individual to you. I mean, they could even go into, you go in with an idea, and they design it on Photoshop, and then they just get it printed on the plastic.
Yeah.
You'd pay a lot extra because it's individually plastic was being made for you.
Yeah.
But people could have anything that they wanted.
Because of the product. Like, people give a lot of attention to modifying mobile phones. Like every month you see a new launch or something like that.
Yeah.
And new television products coming up, but nobody giving a much idea to this.
I think it's really good that this has been very market research based, because just going back to mobile phones, I mean, this is the first change in remote control devices that I can really, you know, say is obvious and visible. We see it in mobile phones a lot, and that's where we've borrowed a lot of ideas from. There are innovations in that people don't really want.
Yes.
I see people wanting a model of the phone they're really happy with, and they can't get it anymore.
Yeah.
It's innovation for innovation's sake, and I think it's wonderful that our company is so R&D based.
Well, it's innovation for money's sake that people have to keep
buying. Forcing it onto people.
Yeah.
Things that, you know, they might want to buy the thing they want.
And you can't get, you've got your handset that works fine, but you can't get the battery anymore for that type of phone because the phones have moved on, things like that.
There isn't a cover to fit it.
Yes.
Mine,
It's madness. In closing, our costs are below budget, with recommendations that the budget be increased. But I think, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think that takes into account overheads, like us being well paid kind of thing. And the heating for the building, do you think our budget includes everything, all the costs that are going out?
I think it was just the production.
I think that's just the physical.
So it looks, well, it looks like it's going to be 50% profit. You've still got all of the overheads to come out of that. So maybe increasing it, you would also have to increase the price that it sold at.
I think.
But you were saying that that's quite.
I think in the remit that we were given,
it's very specific. I think we've done what we're required to do, and I think there'll have to be another project team or a new project for us to look at those kind of things. I don't think that's something we have to look at and find a way of raising the cash for.
We've
done very well to get within budget, and it still makes such an innovative item that I think people are really going to want.
It's a shame it won't ever get made.
Maybe they are going to steal it and sell it.
It's a conspiracy going on here.
The project has been evaluated well and truly. And we've got the meeting summary and questionnaire. So we've got about 50 minutes to catch up with everything that I fell behind with. So I'll be delegating my role as project supervisor. So good luck.
Celebration, you can talk about
that. I think the celebration is the £25. Doesn't matter, we'll be dancing on the desks.
Okay, is that it then?
Just the last, I think. I think I've got minutes for two of the meetings and the last thingy.
Questionnaire done. Well, I didn't have to rate you on how much you influenced the meeting this time.
Was that not the questionnaire for the how you felt you'd done in your thing?
Oh, right. But do we not sometimes evaluate the meetings?
Yeah, there's, yeah. I think, yeah, questionnaire 7 was the one I did just before the meeting. Yeah.
I just